AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Southwest has the most flights in and out of this city, but not today. Most are canceled. And for the fourth straight day, about 60% of its total schedule is grounded. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg says bad weather is only part of the story.
They didn't have the right computer program to be able to reposition their crews or their planes. And you have to move quickly when you've got so many people that are potentially going to be displaced.
And now there's new trouble for Southwest. Massive amounts of lost luggage. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
From Dallas.
Our work computers are in it. The car seat for the baby. All their clothes.
To Philadelphia.
They're saying that they don't have the staff to unload and give it back.
It's been crazy. We have no luggage. Apparently, what we're told is keep all your receipts from Southwest and they're going to reimburse us.
Many passengers who managed to snag rental cars are simply giving up on their luggage.
On the West Coast, the issue is heavy snow to the north, heavy rain farther south, and a rare weather phenomenon. Weather Channel meteorologist Jordan Steele.
They've actually started to rate these atmospheric river events. And what we have coming up for California is Category 4, an AR4, which just means it's going to last a long time and bring in a lot of precipitation, which is why you have the flood threat there from California, Oregon, and Washington.
Starting January 5th, anyone coming here from China will have to test negative for COVID. Vanderbilt University infectious disease specialist Dr. William Schaffner says makes sense.
China has suddenly loosened up its restrictions left and right, and that's just provided an extraordinary opportunity for this virus to just, like a volcano, explode.
Also exploding, much of Ukraine, which is under fire with Russian missiles landing in several parts of the country. Mayor of Kharkiv says there have been explosions there. Officials in other areas say the military was able to intercept some of the incoming missiles. The attacks are the latest in a series of Russian strikes targeting power and water supplies. There are new charges added for a suspected serial killer in Northern California. The number of murders now up to 7. KOTV's Madison Keevy is in Stockton, where witnesses say the killer seemed to be on a mission.
Why did the 5 latest charges take more than a month to file after the first? A spokesperson for the DA's office in San Joaquin County told us there are multiple agencies involved, and they only file charges when they can prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
In the Dominican Republic, 10 men have been convicted of shooting and wounding Baseball Hall of Famer David Ortiz in 2019. They've been sentenced to as much as 30 years in prison. S&P futures are up 16.5. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk, from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Wisconsin taxpayers paid $76,000 for Fred Prenn's legal fight to stay on the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. Prenn is stepping down tomorrow after staying on the policy board 18 months after his term expired. The Wisconsin State Journal got a hold of invoices through an open records request. They included state payments to Prenn's lawyer. Fort McCoy is getting $70 million from the new federal omnibus spending bill to fix up barracks at the Western Wisconsin military base. $38 million will pay for repairs for barracks for enlisted men and women. The rest go to the officers' barracks. 400 soldiers train and mobilize at Fort McCoy every year. In sports, the Bulls beat the Bucks last night 119-113. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Look, man, spring has sprung.
Yeah, it's spring now. We skipped winter entirely.
So, you know, who was the guy, man, who slept through, Rip Van Winkle. You remember him?
No, I don't.
You don't remember a guy named Rip Van Winkle?
No, I don't.
Wow, man. I guess that must have been my generation. Rip Van Winkle was this fictitious person that slept through, I don't know, years, man, of his life. I don't know. It might have been decades. I don't remember now. But he slept, and when he finally woke up, there were all these major changes. Look up Rip Van Winkle, man. And all these major changes that took place while he was sleeping, and maybe that's what happened to me.
Oh, it's a short story. Okay.
What do you mean short? What does it say?
Oh, well, it's a story by Washington Irving. It was published in 1819.
Oh.
Okay. So it's an old folk story.
Yeah.
And it's a bottle of bourbon. It's a type of bourbon too.
Well, I don't know about that part.
But, yeah, apparently it's worth $2,000. But
the bottle of bourbon?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. That's crazy.
But Rip Van Winkle supposedly slept through his, extended portion of his life, and he woke up and all these things had changed. Maybe that's what happened to me, man. Because I remember a few days ago, 30 below with the wind chill. Man, it's 45 degrees. And Connor is going to hang around 40 for about the next 4 or 5 days. You hear me?
I'm so happy.
Man, I know, man. Oh, man. You know, you just have to be thankful one day at a time. Because we know what this could be and should be. But, man, to get 5 days, and I think by next Wednesday or so, it's going to be 54. So it's going to be warm for a while, man. And, you know, maybe I'll get the tennis stuff out again and hit the tennis court. But, man, 46, 48 degrees today. And you can really, could you feel the warmth, man?
Oh, could I feel it?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Man, I know, man. Hey,
of course.
I know, man. It's really, Man, it's beautiful. And, you know, New Year's is going to be in the 40s. Man, I used to remember when I used to go out. I told you I'm Rip Van Winkle. I slept through some things. But, and I used to go out during New Year's. I used to dread going out during New Year's because it was always so bitterly cold. And so you would just hate going out because you had on all these clothes and boots and everything. And even though you get dressed up, man, where would you go with all that stuff, right? You're going into a nice club, nice place to have a dinner or whatever it is, and you got on galoshes and, you know what galoshes I mean?
No. Galoshes?
Yeah, well.
What is that?
Galoshes are like rubber boots, right?
How do you spell that? Oh,
I don't know. Galoshes is what they are.
Ooh. And
you saw them already?
Yeah, look, I found them. They look nice.
Yeah.
They're known as Dickerson's.
Yeah, but where would you put them when you walked into a restaurant? You know, and so when you would do those, you would say, wow, man, what a waste of New Year's and all the excitement. And you got all this stuff on and you don't have to do that this
nope.
New Year's.
Nope.
It's going to be absolutely, you know, spectacular.
I'm pretty sure all of our California listeners are listening completely confused while we're incredibly happy right now.
Well,
but
New Year's in the 40s, man, it's just unbelievable. But anyway, you know, man, we got a lot to talk about this morning, as always, but I have to go here, man. And excuse me, but this is why I have problems with Republicans, man. This is the main reason, and people always say that I'm rough, I'm hard on Republicans. But Robin Voss, you know, is the speaker, assembly speaker, and he has been for some time. And I reached out to this jerk several weeks ago to ask him about why he wants to stick it to Milwaukee, why he's so hell-bent on making life miserable for those of us who live in Milwaukee. And the coward did not respond, his people did not respond, and I covered all different bases. Because I know who and what he is. Just a feeble, weak coward who hides behind the fact that he's the assembly speaker and who's going to do everything within his power to punish the city of Milwaukee. And the fact that he's in a position to do so, he should not have that kind of power. Now, those of us who live in Milwaukee, again, the taxpayers of this city, need to all mobilize and send a letter to this coward, to this weak, spineless coward who doesn't have the courage to come on and defend why he has a plan to punish those of us in the city of Milwaukee who've done nothing to the state, that we should be punished and not be able to raise the resources necessary to make the economic engine of the state viable. You know, you can't, cities comparable to Milwaukee all over this country are allowed an opportunity to raise a sales tax in order to offset the increased inflationary things that have happened over decades. You know, the pensions for workers of the city. You may say, well, we're not concerned about union people. Well, if you're not, then don't tell me about police and fire, because police and fire are right at the top of the list with what is driving Milwaukee to the poorhouse. Their pensions. And yet, we're not in a position to continue to pay those, even though we have no choice, because by law, we're forced to do that. And even though there are less and less resources coming into the city of Milwaukee, then the rest of us have to suffer budget cuts across the board because a sniveling weakling like Robin Voss, who has no courage. And yes, I said it. And I'll say it to his face. Because he doesn't have the courage to even come on and defend it. Why? Well, I think the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County should think about privatization. Oh, you do you? Who are you? One spineless, sniveling weakling who's going to tell all of us who live in the city that we should privatize the services that we get. Some of us don't want to see the privatization because we've seen what privatization leads to. Less services. You know, wherever, you know, Robin Voss lives, I guarantee you they don't have privatization when it comes to those things. Well, I think Milwaukee should be sharing services. Oh, you do you? Based on what? Based on the fact that you're a coward who doesn't like the city of Milwaukee for whatever reason. And I don't care what you say or think, Robin Voss. You know, the city of Milwaukee is going to always be the economic engine of the state of Wisconsin, whether you like it or not. No other city, not Madison, not Waukesha, you know, none of those cities are going to be the economic engine of the state of Wisconsin. It's always going to be Milwaukee. And nothing you do to sabotage it is going to change it. So he wants privatization. This is the sniveling coward, Robin Voss. Voss's comments come, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said before he would consider a dedicated sales tax for Milwaukee. He wants leaders there to consider privatizing or sharing services to more permanently cut costs. Hey, Robin Voss, rocket scientist, should we also share services for law enforcement? And fire, since you want to see these services shared, do you think that should also be a part of it? No, because you want that separate. You and other cowards like you want to just point to police and fire. Let's continue to expand that. Never mind the cost. We're all supposed to eat that cost because you choose not to allow a city an opportunity to function. Listen, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I'm not done with that sniveling coward, Robin Voss. Be right back.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with a high of 50. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. Slight chance for scattered showers. Low is around 32. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 38. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yes, I am irate, as anybody who lives in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County should be, in the response from sniveling coward Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker, who once again has said nay to the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County about raising a one-cent sales tax to help pay for fire and police pensions that are now an albatross around the neck of the city. And, you know, so Robin Voss did show up to talk with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel because he was lobbed softball questions. And people from whoever these people were who interviewed him, you know, Rick Wood, I don't know him from Adam, but I'm sure he certainly didn't present it the way it should have been presented to Robin Voss about what personal acts does he have to grind with the city of Milwaukee that he's doing everything within his power to help destroy our city. Voss, in an interview with the Journal Sentinel, said simply giving Milwaukee money would only flatten the city's financial problems for a few years. Listen, man, you're not giving Milwaukee anything. There's a $6 billion surplus sitting in the coffers of the state of Wisconsin, and the majority of those resources have come from the city of Milwaukee. So nobody's asking you for a handout. Give back to the citizens of this city what they put in. No, we're going to, instead of doing the right thing, you don't have that in your DNA. What you want to do is, well, we'll give it back to each individual. Well, I don't want, you know, the $200 maybe that I'll receive if you wind up giving it back, $200 out of the $6 billion. Let those dollars be used to help make the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County solvent. What do you think you're going to get out of the destruction of the city of Milwaukee? You coward. But Voss, in an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, said simply again, giving money to Milwaukee. Again, you're not giving us anything. He has asked Mayor Carolyn Johnson and County Executive David Crowley for a list of services that could be privatized or shared. You know, you're not the governor. You know, you're not the governor of the state. You're an assembly speaker. And, you know, many of us have watched your antics for a long time now. We've grown weary of them. And we know what your plan is. We know what's at the root. We know what's in your mind. The destruction of the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. To what end? What is there to be gained by the state of Wisconsin if the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County somehow become insolvent? Maybe they become Detroit. Is that what you're looking for, Speaker Voss? Since you don't have the courage or the intestinal fortitude to come on the air and have the dialogue from those of us who are taxpayers, who live in the city, who have had enough of you and people like you. Now, this didn't just happen overnight. Former Mayor Tom Barrett, former county executive Chris Abele, fought you and the Republican Party for years, saying that this day was going to come and that this day was coming sooner than any of us expected, that the city of Milwaukee would wind up having to cut major services because the pensions that are owed to fire and police, you know, that was going to become an issue that would cause major upheaval in the city's budget. You know, you said no. All those years you said no. And now that we have a new young county executive and a new young mayor, what do? Well, you know, you've got to cut, you know, those jobs for people who work for the city. And maybe it's in sanitation. You know, maybe it's you know, snow plowing, which is also sanitation, or any of the other different appendages of city government. You want those privatized. In other words, cut the jobs of people, citizens, who've done nothing to deserve that. But you don't want police and fire cut. But every other entity that where people work for the city and the county, you want that cut. The answer to you is no. Those of us who live in the city, I don't want to see the sanitation department allotment cut. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see the arborists that keep the trees lined and trimmed so impeccably in our city. I don't want to see that cut as a taxpayer. I don't want to see our county parks wind up. It's still one of the best park systems in the entire nation. I don't want to see that go to shambles because one coward named Robin Voss, who has a personal axe to grind with the people who live in the city and Milwaukee County, chooses not to do what's right. Listen, I gotta go to a break. And I'm not done. Because I'm gonna keep reaching out to the coward Robin Voss, who has no courage. I get it. You run to conservative talk radio because they're gonna sing your praises. And they're going to throw you softballs. I'm not. 844-967-2789. Got to go to a break. Be right back.
Girl, girl.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. For stranded passengers, the end is not in sight. Correspondent Tanya Rivero on another day of misery.
Southwest has canceled more than 2,300 flights again today. Of course, all of this as thousands of passengers remain stranded at airports, wondering when they will get to their final destination.
Congratulations, Buffalo. Your driving ban has ended as plows clear away more than 4 feet of snow from the streets. Mayor Byron Brown says a traveler's advisory is still in effect.
I'm asking people to still be cautious, and if you don't need to drive, please don't.
Starting January 5th, anybody coming here from China will have to test negative for COVID. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
Certainly a step that had to be taken for public opinion that was worried about what was happening in China.
And that would be an explosion in the number of COVID cases there since China ended its lockdown. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Van Meer with your headlines. If you're missing luggage, you may want to check the carousel at Mitchell International Airport, where there is a huge pile of unclaimed baggage, either waiting to be claimed or sent on to its final destination. Travelers on Southwest Airlines are still dealing with delays. The airline canceled 32 flights on Wednesday and 4 were delayed at Mitchell. Southwest adding a page to its website offering travelers the chance to check on flights, rebook, or get a refund for people trying to use the airline through Monday. The company's CEO apologized earlier this week and said the Christmas storm was a challenge for all airlines. State lawmakers need to step up and address concerns about public safety by putting Wisconsin's budget surplus to work. Attorney General Josh Call submitted his budget proposal months ago and says he's now ready to fight for what he's calling his crime-fighting budget. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yes, I'm livid. As people who live in Milwaukee County, and the city of Milwaukee should be, as the cowardly Robin Voss once again has put stipulations in place to prevent the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to be able to remain solvent. Setting in place a trajectory that is going to cause major mayhem in our cities and in Milwaukee County in the coming years if something isn't done. And this refrain has been talked about by former Mayor Tom Barrett and former County Executive Chris Abley for quite some time now. And the same response we've gotten from that cowardly Robin Voss, the weaselly Robin Voss, and, you know, not getting any better. You know, he led some to believe that he would be willing to look at things, you know, and maybe with a different perspective. And so, you know, he said the same thing to the governor. Excuse me. He wants to work with Governor Evers. Governor Evers, don't you dare. Don't you dare waste 1 minute in trying to have a dialogue with a sniveling coward, a snake like Robin Voss. He has no right in him. He doesn't have it in him to do what's right. Let's go to this quickly. This is County Executive David Crowley. As he said, the county cannot continue to cut and cannot wait for additional revenue, he said. We have to figure out the revenue issues, Crowley said. We don't have a spending problem within Milwaukee County. We are very prudent. The county is willing to make changes, but he cautioned they cannot happen overnight. Reforms would take time and money to study and implement, in addition to coordination with the county's 19 municipalities to ensure the changes are made in ways that lead to better outcomes and don't interrupt services on which residents and visitors rely, Crowley said. He said he would be traveling to Madison in the next 2 weeks in an effort to better understand what kinds of reforms state legislators want to see and what a deadline for such a list may be. I'll say this. This is the same cowardly Robin Voss that did not meet from March through the end of this year, who chose not to do his job, you know, to take all of that time off based on the fact that he didn't think there was anything worth talking about. Yeah, you, cowardly Robin Voss. Listen to this. A shared revenue formula that is basically broken. Voss acknowledged the state has frozen shared revenue payments, money to state collect that the state collects but returns to local units of government. So he knows. He acknowledges that they've frozen the shared revenue payments to the counties, to Milwaukee County, to the city of Milwaukee. He admits that. And he says it's broken. It's broken because they have chosen not to give back to the city and the county what they've earned. It's their money. Voss acknowledged the state has frozen shared revenue payments, money the state collects, but returns to local units of government, and called the system basically broken. Milwaukee area officials have long argued that as the state's largest economic engine, it sends more revenue to the state than it receives back. How is that broken? It's broken because he chooses not to give back to the city of Milwaukee its fair share of what it pays into the state. How is that broken? It's because he has a personal axe to grind and he has a vendetta against the city of Milwaukee, in which I am, where I live, and am a property owner and a taxpayer. And yes, I resent it. There are inequities in the system that I could argue about all day long, Voss said. So we have talked about having a dedicated part of our sales tax going to local governments. Stop talking about it and do it. You've been talking about it forever. There are inequities in the system. Okay, Republicans have signaled they are committed to tackling shared revenue during the next budget process, and this is likely the best chance local communities have to get more money back from the state. Why the hell didn't you do it over the last 8 months that you didn't do anything? You know, he can make this, have this kind of dialogue and conversation with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel because somebody didn't hit him in the mouth with the truth. They allowed him to continue to make these statements and not challenge him on those statements. Let's go to line one and Jake from Eureka. Hey, good morning, Jake. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. You know, this Robin Voss idiot, I'm looking at this guy's picture right now, and I got to ask, were his parents first cousins or maybe siblings?
Hey, man, you know, I don't know about any of those things. What I do know is it's hard to have, you know, a fair and balanced dialogue with conservatives, right? Because they're not righteous people, man. You know.
No, and he doesn't have, not only does he not have enough courage, he doesn't have enough intelligence to last 1 minute on the Civic Media Radio Network. In fact, I encourage the listeners of this program to call Robin Voss and let them know what a coward he is. His phone number is 608-266-9171. You can contact Robin Voss at 608.
Hey, Connor, write that number down. Because I'm definitely going to be doing that. Repeat that number again, man.
Sure. 608-266-9171. And the real thing is, he wants to go on right-wing radio because all he wants to talk about is Mr. Potato Head and imaginary Jewish space lasers. These Republicans cannot talk about even real issues anymore. These people are on a fantasy land of some kind, some far-right fascist fantasy land. And it's really sad because, you know, Wisconsin forever had the reputation of being, you know, a state that did intelligent things, that was relatively progressive, that was at least pragmatic about politics and policy. But ever since Donald Trump, I'm telling you, Wisconsin has gotten a reputation of, you know, being a bit backwards, shall we say.
So listen to this. So Milwaukee is on a particularly shaky financial ground, largely due to a spike in annual pension contributions that will begin next year and remain in place for years to come. The jump threatens to decimate city services when federal pandemic aid runs out. It was a bad decision made from the people who are no longer in office, Voss said. So I could say, yep, let them go bankrupt. That's one option, but probably not the best one. So whoever made the decisions to increase the pensions to the degree that they are have long since been gone. And the fact that the rest of us, the taxpayers who are left here, now have to, the chickens have come home to roost on those pensions, they have to be paid. We didn't do it. We didn't create it. Some other lawmakers created it. And Robin Voss's answer to us, the taxpayers of today, is let us go bankrupt. So, the economic engine of the state, that's what he believes.
They believe in privatization, though, because they want their campaign contributors to buy up these businesses and make big-time bucks off of government contracts that they're going to give to their campaign contributors. That's why they support privatization.
Yeah, no question. Thank you very much for the call, Jake. I appreciate it. Hey, Luann, how you doing?
Good. I have some good news.
What's that?
I figured out how to stream this on my phone, so I can take you with me to the dog park now.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear.
Not just in the car.
All right.
So happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
I really felt the same way you did when I read the paper. So go ahead.
Well, it's going to be hard to hear you because you've got the wind in the background.
Let me go up.
Go ahead.
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's better. Okay. So I just wanted to mention a couple things. My statement on Robin Voss's proposal is simply no. No. We can't privatize public services. That never goes well. You just add a layer of profit into a public service.
Well, listen.
So it's no. And the other thing, you're so right when you say his statement makes people assume that what we're doing now isn't working. And I want to see the evidence if he's got that. I don't think that's true.
Well, listen to this.
I just think it's been underfunded for years.
Voss said he accepts that giving Milwaukee more money might be part of the solution. and he's not giving us anything. Yeah. It's returning the money that we've put into the state. I'm open to that because they have this special situation with the pension. But if all it is more money and the same, no revenue without reform, I'm not going to do that, Voss said. Jason Stein, research director of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, said there's an opportunity for the municipalities in Milwaukee County to share some services, but doing so takes time and buy-in from the community. So, again, this is what's at the root of it. He wants to see the city of Milwaukee collapse, Milwaukee County collapse. And what do you think the outcome will be for the entire state of Wisconsin if the economic engine of the state collapses, and you've got one cowardly scarecrow in Robin Voss who's setting all this into motion?
Well, we can't let that happen, and I'm glad to be part of the solution now, not sitting back and letting him drive the boat, because that just can't happen. So I want to see us make those phone calls like your previous caller said, and make sure that we let him know. But to assume that there needs to be reforms, I still argue that is just a marketing ploy to make it sound like things aren't working and we shouldn't fund it, when the truth is he doesn't probably really know what's going on in Milwaukee to make a statement like that. You know, if you're going to make a statement like that, provide your evidence. What particular program do you not like? And like you said, it's our money anyway. I just hate the fact that Republicans talk about local control, but they don't give it to you. If you want to have a sales tax increase, let us taxpayers in Milwaukee County decide that.
Hey, Luann, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah.
You're welcome. So, again, Jason Stein, research director with the Wisconsin Policy Forum, said there is an opportunity for the municipalities in Milwaukee County to share some services, but doing so takes time and buy-in from the community. Stein gave the example of public health, where the city of Milwaukee and many county suburbs have their own health departments. Combining would save money, but the agreement on doing so would be politically difficult. There's always going to be a lot of resistance from communities to give up some control of their own services, Stein said. One thing the state could do to make it more common would be to incentivize it. And the state will probably never be in a better position than right now to do so. Stein added that while there are benefits to service sharing, it won't be a silver bullet to solve the city of Milwaukee's financial challenges. And Robin Voss, you're a disingenuous person. You know it. You know what's at the root of what you are attempting to do in destroying the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. $6 billion sitting in the coffers, and you won't do anything to make the city of allow the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to be able to function on its own. That's all anybody's asking of you. Nobody's asking for a handout. I'm going to keep calling you and to see if I can get you to come on the air. Not going to give up. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start, and it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything.
But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 50 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight, slight chance for scattered showers, 32. Overcast skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 38. Dry with temperatures a bit above average, Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Got me hot.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'm not kidding you. You know, I really do try to understand and the thought processes of people who call themselves conservatives and why it is. You know, you hear people say we need to try to work with them and try to understand them. But I'm sorry. I don't want to work with anybody or try to work with somebody like the Republicans and conservatives who are going to be taking over the House, who wound up getting voted in and who are going to be attacking Social Security and Medicare. Listen, you voted for them. Some of you in this audience who are receiving Social Security and Medicare, you don't, and voted for Ron Johnson, when they come after your Social Security and Medicare, which they're going to be doing as soon as they get in office, the question becomes, I don't want to hear any whining and crying about the fact that you didn't think that they were going to do it. You knew they were going to do it. We talked about it. They're talking about cutting. Well, you know, we've got to be fiscally conservative. That's what they've always talked about. It's never what they've done. And so they're coming after your Social Security and Medicare and to somehow lead people to believe that they're going to be fiscally conservative. And the only places that they're looking at are the two biggest areas, Social Security and Medicare, outside of military spending. And yes, they don't care that you call yourself a conservative or a Republican. You voted for them. And so all of us are going to have to suffer the pains of that. We should work with the Republicans. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, Earl.
We should work with the Republicans, right?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We should work with the Republicans, right?
Well, what I want to say first, this is why I say every day that we the people are the government, ultimately, and we have to make it known that we are the government and that Robin Voss is not. And yes, I agree with you 100%. If Tony Evers, if any of these Democrats work with the Republicans on things that actually hurt we the people, then you all need to go. Because you know what? This is so ridiculous. The media, corporate media, oh, the Democrats just want to get along with everybody. So therefore, that's the self-fulfilling prophecy that we're supposed to get along with everybody and cut programs that hurt our own people, our own constituencies. And then the Republicans will come back and say, wow, that program didn't work. Well, yeah, the program didn't work because you gave it 100,000 paper cuts, and now all of a sudden the program isn't as good as it was. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous.
Hey, Tom, they're getting ready to come after Social Security and Medicare, and people were told that that's what Ron Johnson wanted to do, and they voted for him anyway.
Exactly. No, that's it's such a unbelievable that we don't have somebody on the Democratic side that just, you know, who basically, not literally, but figuratively, punches them in the mouth and calls them what they are. They are for privatization. If they can make a buck, or if they can make their donor a buck off of something, they're all in. If they have to cut We the People services, except for the military-industrial complex, God forbid, then they're all against it. You know, and this is so ridiculous. And I hope that all those people call that 608 number. I hope everybody calls their Congress people and puts the pressure on. I don't know what can be done because of money in politics, but we have got to do something. We have got to peacefully storm the Bastille, so to speak, and we have got to make sure, because apparently people think it's easier to storm the Bastille than it is to actually get out and vote.
Hey, John,
I don't know.
The people may not. I can understand. You don't live in Milwaukee County. It's not a big deal to you. But Social Security. I'm not saying you, Tom. I'm saying others. But
yeah.
Social Security and Medicare should be a big deal to all of us. And so when they come after Social Security and Medicare, you know, and start having some impact, and then people start calling and saying, well, I didn't know they were going to go after the Social Security. You knew. We told you.
Yep.
We told you guys ahead of time that the number one thing that the Republicans were going to do was claim to want to balance the budget and the expenditures that they've been looking at, not just recently, but forever, was to cut Social Security and Medicare. And that's what they are planning on as we speak. House GOP using omnibus fight as trial run for ploy to cut Social Security and Medicare. They're in the process of cutting it now. Go ahead, Tom.
This should be on every corporate media, and it should be in big letters. They're cutting your Social Security and Medicare, and stop doing this both sides-ism. Because you think you have to do one for the other, and the Democrats need to stand up and start screaming. The house is on fire. They are stealing your earned benefits. And if they're stealing your earned benefits, that we, the people, pay in our tax dollars.
Hey, Tom,
Come on, people, wake up and call your Congressman. Some
of we, the people, chose to vote Republican. And to against their own best interests,
people who are
on Social Security and Medicare, there's no way possible you should have voted for a Ron Johnson or for any Republican who, knowing that they're going to be cutting your Social Security and Medicare. Well, I didn't believe it. They said they weren't going to do it. What are you talking about? Look at their records. Look at the records of conservatives and Republicans. Anytime they've got an opportunity, cut taxes on the wealthy and then cut programs. That's who they are.
And all of you people out there that are in the middle class, I'm going to tell you right now, the only people that the Republicans care about and some Democrats care about are the donors. It's all about money and politics. It's all about enriching the donors. And they already got we need to have a class war in this country, and it needs to be against the 1% in this country.
We got to go to a break. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.